Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Are you surprised that we're down to two major candidates on Super Tuesday?
Well, by Super Tuesday, we might have been down to none, or to one or two, but it's surprising that it's these two at this point. It's been a funny primary season. You know, John Kerry was the front runner, and then before any votes were cast, he was the loser, and Howard Dean was the front runner, and then some votes were cast. If early in the season it had come down to Kerry Edwards or Kerry Gebhardt, we might be in a different position now. But we had Dean and Gebhardt feeling that they had to try to knock each other off in Iowa, and then Edwards and Wesley Clark trying to knock each other off in the South. So by the time, and Kerry able to just sort of ride above all of that in primary after primary, and by the time it came down to essentially a two-man race, of course Kucinich and Al Sharpton are still in the race, but by the time it got down to two leading men, Edwards didn't have enough money, didn't have enough support to catch up with John Kerry.
There are some states voting tomorrow, especially Georgia, that should be fertile ground for Edwards.
In theory, yes. In practice, no, because of who votes in primaries. The Southern moderates tried to put in their primaries quite early in order to try to get a candidate who would be more acceptable to the South. The people who go to vote in these Southern primaries are just as liberal, if not more liberal, than Democrats in the rest of the country. In all of the primaries that have happened so far, Bob, the percentage of people calling themselves liberal is close to 50%, which is considerably higher than it is in the country as a whole. And in a closed primary, where only Democrats are allowed to vote for the Democratic nominee, that percentage is even higher. John Edwards has done well with Republicans where they've been allowed to vote, and he's done well with independents where they've been allowed to vote. It's very similar to John McCain the last time around. He didn't do well with Republicans and therefore did not get the Republican nomination. Edwards is not doing well with core Democrats. He's doing especially badly with the minority community, and that's who's going to be voting in Georgia tomorrow in large numbers, as well as in the other southern states that come next week, which are the states that he's hanging his hat on trying to stay in the race to get to. So you can make the case that the person who does well in those few open primaries with Republicans and independents is the person who has a better shot in November, where he's going to need those votes, but that's not the way the primary system works.
No one ever admits he's running for vice president, but is that what Edwards is doing?
Well, if he is, yesterday's debate might have queered it. He certainly got feisty, and so did Kerry with him. But the truth is that putting another senator on the ticket is probably not the wisest thing for John Kerry to do, unless he's trying to emulate his model, John Kennedy, in every way. But Lyndon Johnson brought Texas, which was key, and he's the only vice presidential candidate we can ever point to that actually did make a difference in the general election, because he brought a big state. What John Edwards could bring is very questionable, particularly in an election where the states that need to be convinced are Ohio, Missouri, New Mexico, West Virginia, Arizona. Is a Senate, another senator and a senator from the South, the best running mate there? Probably not.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.